Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am joined once again by Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines. This is part two of a two-part interview. Well, now let's talk about something a little more fun. It's Halloween season, obviously, and every year the Perry Fire Department has their haunted barn, and that's coming back again this year. So what can you tell me about this?
Well, for many years now, we've been doing this. We started out, oh goodness, it's been probably 35 years ago, down on the corner of 3rd and Willis, where the Montgomery Ward building used to be, next to the neat-looking little Perry Oil Company Sinclair station that's there. We started out there in that building with our very first haunted house, as we called it, and we've been all over town. We've had haunted houses, we've had haunted forests, and most recently now we've been at what was the Farmer's Market building, or the long building with a series of overhead doors in it, located at Caboose Park. They're on the west edge of Caboose Park there at 1st and Willis. That's been our haunted barn, and we'll be operating our haunted barn again this year. It'll be October 19th and 20th, 26th and 27th, and the 30th. Start at 7 p.m. each night. And we'd like to say that we're going to run till 11 o'clock each night, but it'll all depend on the weather and the amount of business that we have through there. But should be there at least till 10:30, 11 o'clock each night. The cost is $5 per person. And on Saturday, the 20th of October, from noon until 3 p.m., we're going to open things up to the Cub Scouts, Pac 127 here in Perry, and they're going to be hosting a kid-friendly haunted barn experience in there. And all ticket sales from that matinee, if you will go back to the Cub Scout Pac 127 here in Perry. They're going to use that as a fundraiser, so that'll kind of be a toned-down version of what we do at night. I know many people have been regular visitors of our haunted barn, and we're kind of changing things up a little bit this year. For the last few years, we've had a lot of clowns and people like that in there and kind of chasing people around. It's been pretty scary for some people, and we're kind of going back to our old format of having cubicles, and we're going to have people in each cubicle. So it'll be a variety of different things. One cubicle may have some clowns in it, and in the next cubicle, who knows what might be in there, what monster might lurk around that next corner. So it'll kind of be a maze to wander through there with the cubicles with the different people, each working out of their cubicles.
All right, and all the proceeds for your nights will go towards the Firefighters Association,
yes,
correct?
Yes, what is raised on the evening sessions on those four evenings will go to the Perry Firefighters Association. It's made up mainly of members of the Perry Fire Department, although we do have some people from the community that are members of the association that are not actually affiliated with the fire department. The general purpose or main purpose of that association is to raise funds to purchase things for the fire department that the department might need or want that is not normally covered under the city's budget. So they help us out with lots of different things that we like to get. The project at hand right now, we are updating our heavy rescue equipment that we use on accidents. We're looking at purchasing a new set of jaws, if you will, or spreaders and cutters for opening car doors and cutting car parts apart and that. We're looking at a set that is battery operated so that we're not tethered to a hydraulic pump and that. The new battery operated ones, they're powered by DeWalt. You think a battery-operated unit, it's just not going to have the power or whatever, but these have every bit of power that the hydraulic units have. In fact, in some ways, they're more powerful than what the hydraulic units were in the past. So we're looking at getting those. We've been raising funds through our photo fundraiser that we've had and other donations that we've received from the public and businesses. And the Elks Club chipped in some money the other day, and it's going to become a reality here very shortly. But those are some of the things that the money raised by the association purchases.
All right. Now, one last thing to talk about today also has to do with the Firefighters Association, and that is on Tuesday, the fire department received a grant from basically one of their own. What can you tell me about this grant?
Bill Kemp, he farms over in the Dawson area. He's been a member of the Dawson and most recently Perry Fire Department for 50 years now. Bill's the assistant chief over in Dawson. Originally was the chief of the Dawson Fire Department before the two departments merged. And Bill's regular job is a farmer. And as a farmer, he filled out some paperwork through Monsanto Corporation for a program called America's Farmers Grow Communities. And this is a type of grant that if you're the lucky winner or whatever, Monsanto will provide a $2,500 donation to whatever nonprofit organization that you designate, and the money can be used for whatever the nonprofit organization feels is a worthy project to spend the money on. So Bill filled out the paperwork and everything, and earlier this spring was notified from Monsanto that he was the person from Dallas County chosen to be the recipient of this $2,500, and he designated the Perry Firefighters Association as the recipient of the money that he was awarded. So Tuesday we have representatives coming in from Monsanto Corporation, and of course Bill will be there, and members of our fire association, and they'll present us with a check for the $2,500. Talking about things that we use money for, $2,500 is going to be used to purchase some new fittings to go on our fire trucks. I'm sure everybody's noticed all the work that's been going on West Willis Avenue with the new water lines that are being laid and so forth, and the new fire hydrants that they're putting in there. They are going to be a different thread type than what we have had in the past. They're going to a standard national hose thread. In the past, Perry had their own thread design, and we're trying to get away from that because it makes us hard during mutual aid or whether we're going somewhere else or they're coming here, if we're all set up for a type of hydrant that isn't standard to everybody else's, you have to have additional fittings. So this is going to buy us some fittings so that we can kind of convert our old Perry thread equipment to the new hydrants that they're putting in. So that's what that money will be used for.
All right. Well, Perry Fire Chief Chris Hines, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that sums it up pretty well.
All right, well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it as always.
And thank you, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Chris Hines. This has been part two of a two-part interview. Find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.